Blog Talk Radio.
Woman, songs of life we sing, songs of love and songs of joy, songs of life we bring.
Here we go.
Woman to woman, songs of life we sing, songs of love and songs of joy, songs of life we bring.
Sing it again. Woman to
woman,
songs of life we bring, songs of love and songs of joy. Woman to woman, yeah. Okay, Kayla, sing it down low for them.
This
this woman of God I've been knowing for years, and she is, gosh, she's just amazing. She has so much going on. She is constantly pregnant and birthing dreams and visions and ideas. She's going to tell you a lot more, but what I know, because she don't even know that I've been following her. She's, you know, days apart, and I like to follow her because of her enthusiasm and all that she's doing. She's a fashion designer. She's a fitness guru. She's into health and nutrition, and she's going to tell you about that and tell you how you could do some things to start changing your situations around that, especially as it pertains to your health. But what's so exciting is that she's getting ready to share some things with us, and there are people that's listening in. Sometimes we know that life has dealt us a hand, and a lot of people get that hand and don't want to play it because they don't like it. So they just decide to check out of life. And you can check out of life many ways. You can still be living and be checked out of life. You can still be living and sit on the sideline. Some people don't even want to get in the game. They just rather sit on the bench. And tonight, our hope is that you're tired of sitting on the bench of life and you're ready to get in the game and play it. So without further ado, I would like to welcome to the studio, Mai, are you with us tonight?
Hello, my beautiful sister. How are you? Yes, I am here.
Well, I am so glad to have you here. I'm so excited because I'm already knowing. I've been anticipating this show, and like I mentioned, Minister LaDonna's not here, but she also anticipates. So we'll make sure that she gets a copy. But I just want to welcome you into the studio.
Now, Thank you.
Some of our listening audience, they might not know who Mai Young Brooks is. So what I want you to do, can you just tell us, who is Mai?
Wow. That's awesome. Mai is also known as Maisha. I am a mother. I'm a wife. I'm an athlete. I was once known at a period of time as a personal trainer, but I'm more of an athlete than a trainer, although I have retired from training. I still do train myself and a few of my girlfriends. I'm a fashion designer. I work in the fashion industry. I have birth. I'm in the process. I'm pregnant right now with a dream, and I'm about to deliver soon. So I've been down in a rock under a cage, just kind of allowing the Lord to use me and to keep me quiet but busy in my own right, and just loving on myself and growing and turning 40. This year has done something. It's like I was a caterpillar and I have blossomed into a butterfly. So I'm enjoying my life right now.
Oh, that's awesome. I remember that when I turned 40. For some reason, all of a sudden, I felt like when I turned 40, I had a sense of feeling grown, for real.
Yes.
So we're gonna start off with Mai, the family, the wife, the mother. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I have one child. He's 14. He's an amazing young man. I used to call him the boy, formerly known as the boy. And one day my spirit said he's not a boy anymore. His voice started changing. He was getting taller, and he was calling me mom instead of mama, and he was changing. And I said, you know what? I have to recognize him as what he is, and he is a young man. And so I had to stop calling him my baby in front of him. I had to stop calling him Mookie because that was his nickname. And I had to change who he was becoming. So I call him my young man, and he's phenomenal. He's going through a little transition right now in high school, and this call is about transparency. So I'm just, because I want to be a blessing, and I don't want people to think that I have everything going on for myself and life is good, and it hasn't been. And there are still some struggles. There are several struggles that are going on in my life currently, but I just choose to look at them differently and allow the Lord to figure out it for me and just still do what I'm supposed to be doing. But he's going through some challenges. He's growing up. He's going to be 15 in a few months. And if anybody who has parented a young man or a man knows that they go through some things. And luckily, he has been blessed with two wonderful fathers. And they have stepped in and has taken over and allowed me to be mom. So he is he's doing good. He's not into any trouble. He just doesn't like school. School is not his thing. I'm a wife, and we too, my husband and I, are having a little strain and some struggle right now as well. But we're just allowing the Lord to do what he is going to do in that situation. And we have a business together. It's called Roots Nutrition, and that's where my foundation with nutrition and fitness started. Well, really, honestly, started when I was young, as a young athlete, all the way through until adulthood. I've been working out and running track and doing 10Ks and marathons. But my true love and passion came from my husband and I when I was teaching the classes. And he was doing the nutrition component of it, and we just merged our two loves together and created this phenomenal empire called Roots Nutrition. So that's
awesome.
That's my family.
Okay, so we've got the family. We're going to go back at some point in the call because I really want the callers to know how they could get and how they could connect to Roots Nutrition. I've done the 7-day challenge a few times and really been able to see the difference, and I want people to get a chance to, if they would like to, experience that. So now we've talked about the mother, the wife, and you even spoke into the businesswoman. But I know, like you said, that is a passion, but I know there's another passion. Tell us about this other passion.
So my true passion is my fitness. I mean, is my, excuse me, my fashion. I have a clothing line that's called My Elegance, and I launched her. I call her, just so you know. I refer to her as her. She's my baby girl that I didn't ever physically have, but I was given this vision of this beautiful clothing line, and she's called My Elegance, and I launched her about 2 years ago, and I ran into some challenges because I didn't know what I was doing when I decided to launch it. I just had a lump sum of money that I had saved up from working and teaching classes. I instead of decided that I wasn't going to get my hair done anymore, so I cut my hair off and went natural. I think a lot of people don't even know this story, but my close family, but I used to get my hair done every Friday. And I decided that I would rather spend that $75 or $65, however much it was, which was a big chunk of money. I'd rather spend that on birthing my dream. So I started saving that up. And then I always got my nails and my toes done, pedicure, manicure, since I was probably 18. I decided that I was going to do it on my own. And I stopped shopping and started using the clothes that I had in my closet, the three closets that I actually have. Instead of keep adding clothes to it, I decided that I was going to wear the clothes more than once. And so I saved up a chunk, probably I think it was like $7,500 that I saved up in the course of maybe like 7 months, 6 or 7 months, and got a few family friends to run my idea by them, and I jumped off a cliff and soared into my dream. And come to find out, because I was green and had no technical skills, I made a lot of mistakes and lost all of the money that I had saved. And I was devastated because I was like, this was it. This was my plan. This is how I was going to make it. This is it. And it didn't work out that way. And so I went under, went through a little depression, actually, and went away on a trip to Italy. My husband and I went to Italy for 37 days, and I used that time to kind of think about what was next. Was I going to really, really finish this? Because I have a tendency to start things and quit that when I get bored, and I didn't want to quit. So I came back after being gone 37 days, and the Lord had given me an idea like 3 days before it was time to go. Mind you, I was ready to go about 10 days into the trip. I was ready to go. I didn't feel like I had heard God's voice, and I wanted things fast, and he wasn't giving it to me. So 3 days, we even tried to come home early. But 3 days before that trip ended, God gave me this idea. And getting on that idea, it's taken longer because I decided that no longer I wasn't going to be a victim of getting my money taken again. I was going to enlighten myself. And so I decided to go back to school. And so I'm currently in fashion school. And so I decided with the advice of my professors not to execute anything with my clothing line until I complete my degree in fashion school so I can be clear on what it is that I need to do when I relaunch her. So that is my baby. That is what I'm doing. I'm quietly, it's not a secret anymore because I just shared it to the world, but that is what makes me happy. That is what sparks me up and makes me, that fires me up and gets me motivated and want to just do good, be amazing, be an amazing Christian human being to share that with others.
Well, you said something key, and I want to pull that out because you said, you know, first of all, you were transparent about your failure.
Yeah.
And I want people to hear this. I don't want you to focus on the failing part. I want you to hear the failing part, but not focus on it, because in you failing, you didn't. I'm saying failing so people can hear it, but really it wasn't even failing. It was a lesson. Because what it provoked you to do is now do your homework. It provoked you to research. It provoked you to go.
Yes.
And I thought about it. How many parents, especially you got new parents now, probably wasn't a lot going on back in the 60s, but now in the 90s and 80s, you got a lot more parents that when they get pregnant, so we're talking spiritual, but I'm comparing it to the natural. When they get pregnant, they start reading up on parenting books, you know, different things. I think that's wise, and what you're saying is, I'm pregnant again. I miscarried, but I'm pregnant again.
Yeah.
Make sure that I'm everything right so that this baby is healthy.
Yes, 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 yes. That is it. And I didn't see it that way. I was just eager and fast, and I was like, I got this. I have this money, and I can do it, and I have an idea, and it's gonna work, and the idea was great, but I had no idea what I was doing. And I just got in a car. It's like getting in the front seat of a car, turning it on and driving, and you haven't taken one lesson, and now you're trying to get on the freeway. That's a disaster. And then that's essentially what happened.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So now what we're going to do, so now we I believe our audience have gotten a pretty decent picture of who Mai is. And so we've heard a little bit about Mai, the wife and the mother. We've heard about Mai, the businesswoman. We've heard about Mai, athlete.
Fashion designer.
Now, I'm going to go back. We're going to go back, and then we're going to come back here to where we at. But I just want to give the audience a nice little picture of who Mai is now. And I think if they could agree with me, man, you're doing some. Who could go to Europe for 37 days? I mean, you know, that's a dream for most people. And I mean, I've seen you just mentioned Europe, but I've seen your travels, and you've been traveling a lot. You've been a lot of places. You've been enjoying life and experiencing multiple. You're international. I'm just trying to say you're international. And I've been living vicariously through you because I'm just like, wow, oh, that's beautiful. Oh, what, you know.
Thank you.
Now what I want to do is I want to go back to Maisha, because now that's the grown woman that knows where she's going, know what she wants, know what she's doing. But I want to go back to Maisha because I think when people hear about Maisha, and then now they see. I think that's a testimony.
Wow! That you just touched my spirit with Maisha. Maisha is, I'm still referred to as Maisha by my family, like you know, my birth family and my childhood friends. So anytime somebody calls out Maisha, I kind of turn around really slow because I want to see who that person is. But, wow, Maisha is a young girl, is a young baby, little girl that was birthed out of wedlock to two teenage parents. My mother had me at 17, and she had my brother. She had had before me, I have a brother, and she had him at 15. And so by 17, here this young girl is having her second child. And she had me. She decided to choose life and gave birth to me. Despite my grandparents' decision, she decided to have me, and I'm thankful that she did. But 10 years later, my mom died. She died of a heroin overdose, and made us have to, my siblings and I have three siblings. I have one sister and two brothers, birth, but I have sisters from my family that took me, which is my aunt and uncle. They had children, and so I grew up with them, calling them my sisters. But my birth family, there's two boys and a girl, and two boys and two girls, and I happen to be the second of the four. And we were pulled out of the home of our mom because she would, prior to her death, she would leave for days, sometimes weeks, and leave us in a house. I'm from Compton, born and raised. I left Compton at 10 when my mom, when she died. But she would leave us in the house for days. I mean, I remember third grade. I didn't even go to third grade. I flunked third grade, and my brother flunked fifth grade. And because she just left us. But one day, not to make a long story, but one day my brother, he would go every day to steal food from Boys Market off of Long Beach Boulevard. So if anybody on is listening, if you remember back in the 80s, there was a Boys Market off of Long Beach Boulevard. But he would go and steal whatever he could get every day to come back to feed us. And he was 8, and I was 8, and he was 10, and my little sister was 6, and we had a 4-year-old brother. And he would go away and steal, and he would come back every day with something, and he and I would go in there and try to fix something to cook. And so we did that for a very long time, but unfortunately he got busted and got caught. And so the police came to the door and to look for his mother. And when they got there, when the police got there, there was no mother. There was no family. There was no furniture. There was no food. There was nothing, just three kids in a house by themselves. And so we got taken away, and the girls went one place and the boys went another, and pulled away. And honestly, we've never lived together since that time. And that was like 1982. So then my sister and little sister and little brother went with their dad, and my brother, he went with our dad. And I kind of just sat there in foster care waiting for somebody to come get me. And a year passed, 2 years passed, and then finally a family member, my grandmother, came and got me, and I stayed with her for a brief second, and something happened with her, my social worker, and my social worker pulled me out of there. And I have to say this, I've always had amazing social workers, and I've had probably about 5 or 6 of them, but I've always been blessed to have a few good ones that were going to be advocates for me. And so she took me out of that place, and then I moved and finally got with the family that wanted to love me and to treat me like their family. And they were going to adopt me. And then in the state of California, you can't adopt a kid unless until there's family member that says that they don't want to take them. And my family members actually came, my mom's sister and her husband came and got me. And so from about 10 to 16, I lived with my aunt and my uncle. And about 16, I was getting real fussy and fast and anger. I was an angry kid, and I fought a lot. And never really went to therapy much from 12 to 16. I didn't really do much therapy, and now was really the time that I needed it. And so I was acting out, fighting, and just being just crazy. But teen, I got saved, and that kind of calmed me down and helped me out a little bit, you know, because I now started feeling convicted. And 18, I graduated from high school and got accepted to college, and life I've been going since then, kind of always have felt like God was with me. I always felt like God had me, like I never, ever, if anybody on this call knew me when I was a young girl to now, they would definitely say that you never knew that there was any type of struggle from me in terms of financial, because God always provided for me and made things happen. I mean, it wasn't right away, but I never, you know, I've had some issues of few times of homelessness, and that was just me being reckless and making stupid decisions and living with people that you shouldn't live with. But in terms of like just being just down and out, I really hadn't experienced that, and I really do believe that it was because God always protected me and provided for me. But yeah, that's Maisha. And about what, 20, when I was about 25, 26, I decided that I no longer wanted to be Maisha, because that wasn't who I was anymore, and I had been rebirthed, and I just wanted to be called Mai. And it took a while, a few years, for my family to understand it and my friends, but I'm Mai. I am still Maisha. Maisha is still there, and eventually I will go back to her. I will go back to Maisha, but right now I prefer to be called Mai. So that's Maisha.
I love it. did you notice, because I know there was a point of my life where I realized that there was a difference between Niecy and Denise, meaning they housed the body, but there were two different and I know this sounds weird, because people, when you start talking about multiple personalities, but everybody, if you're on this phone, and especially if you have a spiritual belief, everybody has different personalities. And and revelation for me, it took me to a different level when I realized the difference between Niecy and Denise, and Denise no longer wanted to operate under Niecy. And when Niecy still comes on the scene at times, you know who she is. You know it's a little girl.
Yeah.
It's that little girl. I was going to ask you, when you finally determined, yes, Maisha's there, but Maisha's the hurt little girl, the wounded little girl, and now Mai has referred to her. How do you deal with Maisha when she wants to pop up? Because I'm sure she still pops up.
You know what? That's a great question. That is actually a really good question. She comes up quite often, but now what I've learned is that I don't have to react to my emotions, because that's all Maisha was just this hurt little wounded girl. And I was mad at the world, and I felt like everybody was against me. And those feelings sometimes still come up, because that's what I've been, I grew up believing. And so now what I do, if I feel the feeling, I reevaluate it. Like, I have to really talk to myself, and that's through a lot of therapy and praying. I have to say, okay, the situation that you're feeling right now, is it a true, real feeling? Like, flip it around and make it the opposite. Make it a positive. So if you're really still feeling the way you feel when it makes you angry or hurt, then maybe that's a true feeling. But if it's, when you flip it around and make it a positive, if it dissipates and goes away, then that's something that you're creating from your, that you're bringing up from your past. And I've learned that a lot of times from what, maybe like 10 years, like I really can stop her from coming up and going off for no reason, because I know now that it's all out of emotion, it's all out of a lack of, it's all out of feeling some kind of way from a childhood issue that I didn't reconcile. And so now I've just learned how to reconcile my past and not be angry. I'm not mad at anybody. There's nothing that I haven't, you know, resolved in my life for me to still walk around angry at somebody. I've forgiven the people that have wronged me, because I refuse to allow anybody to take my energy or take my power, take my happiness away. And so I just don't let people, and I work in retail management, so I deal with people all the time. I just look at people now for human, being human, and you can see spirits, you know what I mean? And I just don't let people take me out of my happiness.
That's good. Now, this is great. This is going in a great direction because everything that you just shared, and if you've been listening in, I'm talking to the audience, our listening audience, if you've been listening in and you heard from the beginning of this show up to this point, because this is where it's going to get dynamic, and I believe this is where the Holy Spirit wants people to listen. Most people are listening in on this call tonight because, you know, we have some regular listeners, and then we have people, and there's buzzwords, especially for us women. There's buzzwords that cause women to say, I need to check that out. One of them has to do with weight. They equate weight, fitness to weight, health, fitness.
Yes.
And we all, you know, a lot of us are hitting that 40, 50 mark. We're losing weight. It's not like it used to be where you just miss a couple of meals, you go down. Things have changed because a lot of us is, you know, born in the 60s, you know, and just the whole process, the GMOs and all the process of food now is not the same. So we're getting bulges places that we never even knew could get bulges. So,
right.
But all that you just shared is going to lead to this question I'm getting ready to ask you because I want to know.
Okay.
You were sharing the girl, Myesha, and you shared about the woman, Mai. And Mai is just this well-rounded, well-traveled, woman that's you're entrepreneur. You take calculated risk for personal profit, but not only that, you're a minister. And I've seen where you've been a blessing and you've sown in and you poured into other women's lives, and I've seen you do that. And that's who you are. That's who God's called you to be, and I've seen you do it, and it brings you, it's fulfilling to you. So when we started talking about health, let's talk about fitness. Weight. I'm going to use the word weight. That's how people
hear.
Talking about weight issues. When women are men too, but in this case, this is a woman's call. When we start talking about weight, my question to you is, how much does those little girls in us, the broken little girls in us, contribute to our ability or inability to lose weight?
Ooh,
or get
that's good. Ooh, that is good. Here is what I say, because I've been a girl. After I had my son, I had gotten a little chunky, as I would call it. I wouldn't say overweight, yes, but more chunky. And you know what it was from? It had to do with my unhappiness within myself. I was going through something, and I really had just given up. I really, really had given up on myself. I had given up on the thought of all the dreams that I had once had and believed that God said that I could have, but I gave up. And in that giving up, I lost myself. And so physically I didn't look the way that I wanted to look. And you know what started happening to me? I would see other pretty girls and I couldn't even give her a compliment. Or I would see someone that had a pretty shirt on and I couldn't even say, your shirt's pretty or your hair is beautiful. I could not give a woman, not a black, white, Chinese, not another female a compliment because I was so unhappy with myself. And I didn't know that right away. I didn't know the reason why I couldn't honestly give a compliment. I didn't know that it was because I was unhappy with myself. And it wasn't until I decided that I wasn't going to be that anymore. I wasn't going to be chunky anymore. I wasn't going to be overweight. I wasn't going to be unhappy with myself. Whenever I saw myself in a picture, I wasn't going to even tolerate that anymore. So I started working out. I started eating right. I became a vegan. I trained myself. I wasn't looking for anybody else to validate how I looked or how I felt. I went into this cocoon and just started working out. And before I knew it, I looked like I looked when I was in high school on my track team. And it wasn't, I didn't do no get fat, no get quick scheme. I just did our program. I did Roots Nutrition. I did the seven-day challenge. I jumped rope for 10 minutes and I really just believed that I could. And that is when honestly life opened up for me, because I feel like when you are spiritually fed, you can be spiritually fed, but you can be unhealthy inside emotionally, and you can be physically unhealthy on the outside. But until your whole you, mental body, your physical, mental, spiritual body is at one, then you can't really function the way God wants you to function. And answer your question, I feel like as women and my love, and anybody that know me knows that I love my sisters. I support my sisters. I'll do anything. I'll give you my last dime if you're my sister. If I believe in whatever it is that you are selling or doing, I got you. Because I just have a love for women, not, you know, on a homosexual level, but just as a sister. I was raised with four girls, and I have a little sister. So it's five girls in my life. And so I just have a love for supportive women. But I realized that we as women, we do so much for everybody else, and that we put ourselves last. And sometimes, majority of the times, our weight comes with us putting ourselves last. But I feel like once we mentally ascend to ourselves and say, you know what, I no longer want to tolerate this. I no longer want to tolerate that I once was a size 6, but now I'm a 14. I no longer want to tolerate that I'm really naturally a size 10, but I'm a size 22. When you decide in your mind, in your body, in your spirit that you no longer want to be overweight, guess what? You'll do it. But before that, you're going to try every little quick little scheme there is. You're going to not eat for 2 months. You're going to get your teeth sewn down into your gums. You can do all these crazy little things just to try to get skinny or get fit quick. But until you really decide that you really want to do it, you'll do it by stop drinking soda. You won't drink soda. And you'll drink water. Instead of taking the elevator, you'll take the stairs. Instead of eating a hamburger, you'll probably eat a veggie burger or a lean burger or not a burger at all. You will create what it is that you need for yourself, and the weight will fall off. And the crazy thing, the most amazing thing is that you won't gain it back because you did it the right way.
Yeah. Wow, that's so good, because it is a connection. Listeners, there is a connection between mental, the soul, which is emotion, you know, your reasoning, and your physical. It's a connection, and if you're not right here, I'm pointing, like you guys can see, but I'm pointing to our heads, our minds, and that makes a lot of sense. You said some key things. I'm telling you, I'm listening, and I struggle. I'm struggling. I'll be transparent. I'm struggling with the whole weight thing, and I've tried it. I know I've tried all the little quick stuff and just having, mm-hmm. you know, not being consistent. And then, like you said, there's a point that you get frustrated. And, you know, mm-hmm. you said a thing, because people do. I'm conscious enough to know that when people look at you and you have, you know, and you have problems with weight, whether, you know, mm-hmm. whether you're obese or whatever you want to call it, overly thick, whatever you want to call it, people look at that and judge you by that, because guess what? Life is about discipline. And oftentimes mm-hmm. when we're not disciplined in our body, that's our first. That's ours. That's something we can control. Oftentimes, when we're not disciplined in those areas, we're not disciplined in other areas of our lives either.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what.
That's right.
Well, for a job interview, you know, mm-hmm. The industry, HR industry, and whether people tell you that or not, when you go for a job interview, that person that's interviewing you, they're looking at that, because they're looking at that for different reasons. They're looking at it from, okay, this person gonna call off a lot. They're gonna be sick. But if not disciplined in their habits, they're gonna be disciplined in other areas. So all of that weighs in, you know. And we say, well, they can't. By law, they can't do that. Exactly, by law, they can't. But you would never be able to prove if they didn't. If they didn't hire you because of that, because they could tell you they didn't hire you because you weren't qualified, or there was somebody more qualified, or whatever the case may be. But these are the things that people look at, and I mean, you know, and they're looking at those things. So that was really good. What I want to do, because we are halfway through the show, so I just want to give our listening audience the opportunity that if you're listening in, particularly by if you're live in the studio listening in and you have a question or a comment for our guest, please dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a question or a comment, and we can bring you in. This has been a rich, rich discussion. Some key things have went forth. I'm still on fire, and I'm hoping that those listening in, especially those who have been struggling with weight, maybe struggling with weight, trying to find trying to find your niche, even in your dreams and visions, trying to birth them. Those who may have went through traumatic childhood, that you've had to deal with some things in your childhood, and you've never been able to just quite get past those things. So you're still fighting with the little girl in you. You're still fighting with that person that's always acting out, throwing temper tantrums, really, angry, mad, ready to run people off the road. Had to laugh about that one. But, just always angry.
Yeah.
Always angry and mad. So if that is you, hopefully tonight's show or some things that's been said has really helped you. So we're going to continue this dialogue, but I just want our listening audience to know that if you do at any given time have a question, please dial 1 on your dial pad and we can bring you in. Mai, what I want to ask you for those listening in, what would be if someone came to you and said, oh, we got a caller, so let me bring in the caller,
okay,
and then I'm going to go back to that question. So
okay,
caller, area code 909, last 4, 9870. Welcome.
Good evening, Coach D and Maya. Maya, I just want to let you know, my name is Dion. I'm from Chino. You really touched my heart today. I guess because when I hear your story about you when you were a kid and left, you remind me. It made me hurt because my husband, that's where he was when he was a kid.
Wow.
So I just want to tell you, you keep telling your story. Keep telling your story. God is a blessing. I told my husband, I said, baby, you need to listen to this. He said, no, I don't want to hear it. And I started telling him about your story. He said, I want to hear it. I try to forget about it. I put it back in the back of my mind. And I'm just like, wow. You guys, you, my husband, it happened to my mom. You guys just hold your head up. God got you, and this is great. This is great. You really touched my heart. So just want you to keep it up, girl. Keep it up.
Thank you. Thank you, my sister. Thank you. What I say to you and your husband, your husband reminds me of my brother, my big brother. He today, and I hope he's on listening, but he probably isn't, but he also doesn't like to talk about it. He actually wants to forget about it, but I bring it up to him. But what I would say to you with your husband, just love on him. The dream that I always wanted was to just be loved on. I never cared about how much money you make or what you buying for me. It's the love and the connection. And when you're broken and you don't have that connection with an adult from a very young age, you grow up broken regardless if we want to believe it or not. I'll never forget, my son told me when he finally understood my story, he said, Mama, you a real life orphan. And it's true. It is true.
Yeah.
It hit me and I was like, wait a minute, I am. When you don't grow up with that connection, you kind of always feel alone, even though you have a family. You may have your husband have you as his wife, his spouse, his friend, but you always feel deep down inside, always feel alone. So I say to just keep loving on him and be there for him, unconditional, and give him the love that he can't even understand till it just makes him whole inside. And I thank you for listening. I thank you for tuning in.
Oh, of course.
I appreciate your call. It's not easy. Thank you.
You're
welcome.
Thank you, my sister.
You're welcome.
Amen. Yes. Well, that was awesome to share. So we never know when our story, someone can relate to our story and be able to grow from it. Again, listening audience, we have been in the studio tonight with this phenomenal woman. Mai, she has just shared and been very transparent. That's how you know you've grown. That's how you know that you've been that you've gotten your breakthrough, that you've been delivered. Does it mean life is perfect, as you said? No. But when we're able to just be transparent about where we are and where we're going, oh, my gosh, it's such a freedom in that. One of the things I think I was getting, the question I was going to ask you before we had got a caller is that, what would you say to the person, the woman? I'm going to say woman because we're on the woman show, even though I know there are men listening in, and men, feel free to speak up if you have a question or comment for our guest. But what would you say to the person that maybe experienced some trauma as a child, and now they're and they're still seem like they're still stuck, they're still not experiencing life abundantly?
You know what I say? Because it's a stigma that's attached to what I'm about to say. Mental illness and pain and hurt is real. And sometimes you can talk to your girlfriends. You can even talk to your parents. You can go and talk to your pastor. You can talk to your best friend. But sometimes you got to go and talk to somebody that is trained, that can give you some tools that can help you get to the next level. Meaning, sometimes it's okay to go to therapy. I would suggest therapy. For me, I'm going to totally be transparent. I live by therapy. I feel like it is the best thing that an insurance can buy. I feel like I'm an advocate for it. I do believe in Christ. And I do believe in prayer and fasting, coupled with therapy and working out. I feel like in order to be healed, you have to go and seek help. And help comes all facets of you. There's all types of help and services. But I feel like a lot of times in our community, in Black community, we don't believe that we should go to therapy because it's attached to you. You're crazy, or you have something wrong with you. But how I was told when I was 10 years old, 11 years old, 12, I forgot how old, but I remember as a very young girl, and I had this therapist. And as a ward of the court, you're mandated to go to therapy until you turn 18. But I didn't. My aunt was kind of like a rebel, and she didn't follow rules. And I didn't go that often, but I did. When I did go, I went to this phenomenal therapist. And I remember one time how she got me to open up. She said, I ran track in middle school. And she said, it's just like if your coach was trying to teach you how to jump over this hurdle, because I ran hurdles. And she said, he would tell you all the steps that it would take, how to move your arms, how to lift your leg, how to pull your other leg over, and you successfully jump over the hurdle. She said, well, if therapy is no different, she said, I'm just like your coach, your track coach, but I'm just your mental coach. I'm just going to help you get through that pain of loss, that pain of sorrow, that pain of depression. And all we're going to do is just talk, oh, give me anything, and you don't expect me to give you anything. I'm just going to allow you to be, I'm going to open myself and my room for you to be able to freely express what is going on inside. And from there, I've been talking. And I think what we need is just to find a safe place to go and talk and to process the pain.
Right. That's good. That is good. So you hear that, that is okay. You know, and there's a lot more mental illness, I believe. It was mental illness back in those, but we just wasn't aware of. You know, we just wasn't aware of. We just seen somebody as what we would call being crazy or being mean or, you know, we didn't know about mental illness, bipolar and schizophrenia and all these other things that we're starting to find, you know, in certain communities, especially, let's say, the Black community. But we're seeing mental illnesses with the younger people, and we don't know no one, but it's becoming, you know, it's known. And so we're saying that it's okay to go get help. It's okay to go see a counselor or you know, go see a therapist, you know, somebody who's trained. I always recommend, because of the simple fact that I am a believer, and I believe that people got to be careful who you allow to get in space. I always recommend that there are counselors who are believers, you know, that they that they use, you know, they use the you know, their trade, their degree of what they learn, but they couple that with what their belief is. And for us as believers, that's important, because we have to know that he is the, you know, that he is the source, and he helps us if we need to be. So there are counselors out there, and I tell you, if you are dealing with any of these things, feel free to email us at WTW@MichaelsD.net. Again, that's the letter W, the number 2, the letter W, at MichaelsD.net, because if you're looking for Christian counselors, then feel free to email us. I'll do the research. I'll get you the information, get you connected to where you need to be so that you could get with the help that you need. So, again, we want to just give our listening audience an opportunity. If you're listening in, some have just tuned in, and if you just tuned in, at the end of the broadcast, we will be posting a link that will let you listen to this broadcast again. If you tuned in, it's just been an awesome broadcast, a lot of information, just some nuggets. And if you want to ask a question, if you're listening in and you have a question, dial 1 on your dial pad. Let our team know that you have a question and we can bring you live. If you have a question for our guests, or if you have a question for me, free to. Definitely coming towards the end of the show, but we do have a few minutes for those who have questions. Okay, area code 512, last 4, 5095. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm so excited about the show. I am Mai's cousin, and I just wanted to call and just give her some support and encouragement, and I'm so proud of you for just being so open. I know how difficult that is, and I just want to tell you I love you so much.
I love you.
And I'm so proud of everything that you're doing.
Thank you. I love you, Kat.
Yes. I love you. Oh,
thanks
so
for calling
proud.
Me. What a pleasant surprise.
Of course. I'm giving you a big hug.
Thank you. I can feel it. I can totally feel it.
Well, so I don't have a question. I just wanted to give a word of encouragement.
Talk to you soon.
I love you, too. Great show tonight, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right.
Wow. So, yes.
That is so sweet. That was so sweet. Aww.
we do have another caller. And for those who called, if you've already came live, if you could just dial 1 again on your dial pad, that'll take you out the queue so that I don't get confused who may have already spoken. And then I have caller area code. Oh, my gosh, did I do this? Hold on. Area code 951, last 4, 8370. I know who this is, but I'll let you say if you want to say who you are.
Hi, Mai. This is Zipporah.
Hi, Z. How are you?
I am blessed. I enjoyed you guys on the show. I was able to catch, you know, 30 minutes of it. I guess I had an appointment, but Mai, did you do the book? I don't know. Did you do that book yet?
Oh my gosh. Which one? I mean, there's 2 books. To ask your question now. There's so many things. It's like I feel like I have so many ideas and visions. God keeps imparting them into my spirit so often that I can't. I'm like, Lord, let me just do one thing first. Then I'm going to look like a crazy lady. But that's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It definitely is coming. They are coming. They're both have been written. And I've had
a team of writers that's helping me, because I don't consider myself a writer, but we've written two books, and we haven't stopped long enough to really do what is required to manifest it, but it will. I really do believe that I need to tap into my elegance, just because that was something that I know that,
yes,
I heard the Holy Spirit say, and the book too, but
yes,
he's ordered my footsteps, and I'm gonna do that and stay focused for a minute, and then I think once I'll have another part of me, and then I'll be able to put that also in the book. So it's coming. It's
okay.
Coming, definitely coming.
Right.
Keep watching. Keep looking out for it.
Absolutely. Enjoy the show, Coach D. Very good show.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate it.
No problem.
So come to the last 5 minutes of our show. It has just been, like I said, awesome. Such a blessing. It's not easy. People don't realize that, it's not always easy being transparent, because then to be transparent, you have to be whole to be transparent, because to be transparent, you put yourself in a state of vulnerability, and it brings back, old memories, and it brings back old emotions, and, one of the things I think for me when I was going through a wilderness experience, I'm going to tell you who ministered me through it, and I know people say it all the time, like, oh, my gosh, really, Denise? But Lauryn Hill, her Unplugged album.
Yes, yes.
I mean, it just brought me through that, and one of the things that she said was the paparazzi and stuff, as long as she was trying to keep her pregnancy, each time she got pregnant, she was trying to keep it a secret, her and her husband was going through something, as long as she was trying to keep it a secret, they would just haunt her. They would terrorize her and her family. They couldn't even breathe or move. Everybody, she said, and when she got hip to that, she started telling them, oh, yes, guess what, I'm pregnant. Oh, yeah, my husband had an affair. Oh, but we're doing great. Then nobody wanted the news when she started being willing to tell it. And that spoke to my spirit. And that just said to me that the enemy, as long as you want to keep something hush-hush, and you want to keep stuff quiet on the down low, you don't want people to know what you're going through, or you don't, he'll use that against you to keep you in fear, keep you in shame and guilt and turmoil. And I said, you know what? I'm not willing to be in shame and guilt and turmoil anymore. I'm just gonna be transparent.
Right.
I'm just gonna say
that
what I did. This is how I did it. No, I'm not proud of it, or whatever the case may be. But that's where I was. This is where I am now. And I think it makes us who we are, because what we go through really, that creates who we are. That's our ministry.
Yes,
it
is.
So I just want to thank you so much for being obedient and for being willing to come on the show. I know we're going to have to do another show, because we really didn't get into some of the fitness things, but I think we went exactly where we were supposed to go on tonight. And I tell you, it's just been a blessing. It's been inspiring to me, and as I'm sure it was towards our listening audience. And do you have any final words you want to say in parting?
Well, thank you. I do. Thank you so much. I feel so honored to be a part of your show. And I miss my sister, Basham, and I'll be lifting her up in prayers. And just want everybody to know, just to live life, enjoy the life that God gave us. Like, every day that we breathe, we wake up and we have life in us, it's supposed to be lived. So if you're in pain of any type of depression or the loss of a friend or a job, and you just feel like life is over, believe me, it's not. It's a part of your story, because when you come out of it, God has you to come out of it and has you doing it, because he wants you to be able to tell somebody else how to get out of it. And so you can't give up, because people are waiting for you. So snap out of it. Enjoy life. Be happy. When you feel that anger coming up, talk yourself off the ledge and dissipate it. Let it go away, because it really is nothing. It's just us being unhealthy. But I love you guys, and thanks for calling in, and thanks for having me. You know, I got to go back to school, though. I took an hour off to sitting outside my classroom.
We appreciate you, and I will make sure that I know that I thank you so much. I know this was a sacrifice, but we'll make. I'll make sure I get a link to you. Love you, and I definitely will
thank
be in
you.
Touch
Love
with
you. Love you, too. Love you, too. Thank you so much for having me. I'll talk to you soon. And, yes, we got to do a part two, and we can maybe, when we come back on our part two, maybe we can do a little challenge, a little weight loss challenge or a fast or something. We can do something fun and maybe call in every week and do something. So let's do something like that. We'll do a part two and do like a little – we'll talk about it.
And, I mean, we'll do that soon because that, I think with the summer coming up, that would be a great thing to
let me know. Let me know.
Okay.
You know how to contact me. I love you. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
You too. Okay. Well, callers, we thank you again for tuning in to this installment of Woman to Woman. We appreciate your continual support each week on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. I ask that you continue to keep my sister, my girlfriend, my homegirl, my God sister in prayer, Minister LaDon, as she's traveling due to a loss in the family, and just keep her lifted up during this time, her and her family. Also, this week, Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, tune in, Processing the Pain with yours truly, Coach D. And then again on Mondays at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, Relentless Pursuit. Again, we appreciate all your support. Thank you for tuning in. And just know that you are loved and appreciated.